on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
TK and Webby on the Big Sports Breakfast. The Waratahs have a big game this weekend against the Queensland Reds at Suncorp Stadium on Sunday. But let us dwell just a little bit on what happened last weekend when Jed Holloway, their number eight, scored a hat-trick off the bench.
Come on.
It's unbelievable. We're lucky enough to have him on the line now. G'day, Jed.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Good. Have you been watching the replay of the match? Have you been, you know, getting on your phone and showing it to your teammates? Have you been basking in the glory of the hat-trick?
No, definitely not, mate. I just sort of soaking it all in at the moment, not really reliving it too much, but, yeah, just really enjoying everything that's coming. It's been a good couple of weeks.
Jed, when you watch the game back, just watch the second half.
Yeah, well, it was sort of a tale of two halves, yeah, there, wasn't it? And, yeah, just things seemed to go our way in the second half, and I just seemed to be in the right place at the right time, and the ball ended up in my hands in good position, so I just got rewarded from that, I guess.
It's a 134-year-old record.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I didn't know it actually existed or you know, I even got it until sort of my mates were messaging me the next day on Sunday and letting me know what was going on. So I had no clue that I achieved that. So I'm very stoked to have achieved it, but I wish we got the win on the weekend. It would have been much sweeter.
Yeah, exactly right. 4-point loss in the end, and it hurt. What was the wash-up, mate? What needs to be done better? Obviously, not allowing 30 points in the first 40 minutes would be a good head start against the Queensland Reds.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Reds are obviously an improving side. They've come a long way since we versed them in round one. And, look, to review that game from the weekend, like, we did a lot of good things in that match, but also a lot of poor things. And you know, there was a lot of drop ball. We're very happy with our recycle of their ball of ruck. And we just got to keep on focusing on those areas of our game and keep on expanding our game and not, you know, get too scared from what happened in that result, because we want to play attacking rugby and we want to be a dominant side in that area. So we just got to keep on focusing on those areas, demand high standards from our skills and just really drive those things at training. And I'm sure you'll see a much different side this weekend.
Battling for a starting number eight jumper with the great Cliffy Palu. Do you guys talk much? What's it like to be, you know, training and playing alongside a player of that calibre?
Yeah, well, Cliffy's someone I've always looked up to. You know, he's, ever since watching the Waratahs at such a young age, he's always been there. He's a bit older than me, so I've had a bit of time, you know, growing up through the grades, you know, always watching Cliffy Palu. And now just to sort of play with him and get to learn off him, I've been from it the last 3 years, but sort of compete with him now in that position, it's really fun and exciting. And you know, he's never wanted to sort of cut me off or anything like that. He's always trying to give me advice and pass on good knowledge to me. So then I can learn and hopefully use that down the track as well. So he's been phenomenal for my development. And also guys like Steve Hoyles previously and guys like that have just been really good to me.
Bernard Foley, mate, how much work has he been doing with the team, and do you expect him to be there against the Queensland Reds?
Yeah, he's been easing back into training. I'm not 100% on what he's planning on doing this weekend, but, mate, he's looking like he's getting more movement out of that shoulder week, day by day, sorry. Mm. And he seems to be really improving there. So I think he's got to get through this this session today, and then they'll make a call on him.
Very good. Well, Jed, it's a tough one against the Reds. I know they've been in a little bit of turmoil at the start of this season, but the Reds up there at Suncorp Stadium will be tough to beat on Sunday. Thanks very much for joining us, Jed.
No worries, guys. Thank you very much.
All the best. Jed Holloway from the Waratahs. 3 tries off the bench. Not a bad effort against the Highlanders last week, but, you know, they're not in it for personal accolades, Terry.
No, I think they'll be definitely have more resolve about them, the Queensland Reds up there at Suncorp Stadium under a new coaching regime. It's the Brumbies are still the $3.75 favourites despite that defeat on the weekend in South Africa for the overall Super Rugby title, and the Waratahs slipping down to a $15 chance.